Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for war. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be back here tomorrow night at his regularly scheduled time, so set your watch to that. He, of course, is down in Mar-a-Lago on vacation with his lovely bride. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. As I've said to you a bajillion times, like my Voice of Freedom Facebook page, share it, all that good stuff. That way the conversation can continue beyond just the radio airwaves. I've been lucky enough to secure a guest that I'm sure many of you have never heard before, but Dr. Thomas Kranewitter is a PhD. He's taught at a number of different colleges and universities across the country. He's taught at Hillsdale. He's been a contributor to the Heritage Foundation, where we have so many great friends. And again, he's been kind enough to be a part of this show, spending almost an hour by the time it's all said and done, breaking down some of the things that are going on right here in America. And I've been lucky enough to have this distinct honor and pleasure to be one of the students in a number of the classes that he has been teaching on, again, freedom and the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, slavery, founding fathers, all of that. And now we get a chance to share some of that stuff with you here tonight, although we're certainly going to run out of time before we can really get to a lot of the good stuff, which is why we're going to have him back on. He's the official founder of the Vino and Veritas Society. VinoAndVeritasSociety. Did I say why? Why? .com. Let me throw this to you, because every question that I ask you, this is what's really remarkable about you, is that you could go on for a half hour, and I love that, and sort of everybody hangs on every word. So I want to pick my questions carefully, because I know we don't have a lot of time, and I do eventually. I don't know if we're going to have time to get into it today / tonight, but I do want to have that conversation about slavery. That's like a segment all its own, because the way you've broken that down and the way you explain that is unlike anybody else I've ever heard in my life. But we like to think of ourselves as a nation that adheres to the written word of our Constitution, right? So we say that we abide by the Constitution. However, in the speech that you gave to the Centennial Institute, you eloquently stated, "An apathetic, disinterested America, which is allowing our government to routinely violate great swaths of the Constitution." How can people, us, all of us, allow the government to ignore certain parts of the Constitution but uphold some of the other parts of it?
Well, I like to remind fellow Americans who care about constitutional government. And, you know, we should probably say a word about that. Why? Why should anybody care about constitutional government? Here's the answer. Because governments are inherently dangerous. All governments are potentially dangerous. In fact, they're not just a danger. Government is the greatest man-made danger to human beings. And I mean that statistically, I can prove that. when you look throughout history, governments very often will turn on their own people. There's an entire discipline within my academic field of study, political science. There's a sub-discipline called democide. Democide is the study of governments slaughtering their own people. So we're not even talking about the governments killing, citizens of other countries in war. We're talking about Cambodia creating, their killing fields. We're talking about the death camps that Germany builds and sends German citizens to. We're talking about governments that slaughter their own people. And the numbers go up into the hundreds of millions of human souls who have been exterminated by their own governments, many of whom thought right up to the last minute, this is going to work out okay because this is my government. I'm sure they're really not going to hurt me until lights out. So I mentioned that because that's why governments are always dangerous. This is a summary, but it's also true. A government is the ultimate monopoly because it's a monopoly on legalized force, right? Lee, you and I can use force. We can go out in the street and push someone, punch someone, right? Point a gun at someone. But when we do that, we're doing that in violation of the law. The law is going to come after us and arrest us for those acts. When government does it, government is doing it with the backing of law. It's legalized force. And that kind of power is always tempting to abuse and to misuse. And that's why when we create a government, if we're wise, if we're smart, we limit its power by writing a constitution. And one of the most alarming things to us should be if our government ever tries to exercise powers that we, the people, did not grant to it in the Constitution. What's terrifying today is the fact that our government exercises powers not delegated to it by the Constitution routinely, all the time. There are a few parts of the Constitution that we seem to follow. The Constitution calls for elections, for example, representatives and senators and presidents. And there's a process for judges, being added to the Supreme Court. We're seeing confirmation hearings right now as a part of that process. Those parts of the Constitution are obeyed. But there are the huge swaths that we ignore are the few enumerated powers that we grant to our government, and they simply ignore it. They go and do things like they create regulatory agencies, not dozens of them, not hundreds of them, thousands of them, that are staffed by literally millions of unelected bureaucrats who are given the power by Congress. They're given the power to issue and enforce regulations as if these regulations are laws. I always joke in class about, I say, we all know what a law is because we all watched Schoolhouse Rock when we were kids.
That's right.
And there's that great little, that little video cartoon of how a bill becomes a law. I'm just a bill, right, sitting here on Capitol Hill. And what is supposed to happen for something to become a law? Both chambers of Congress vote and approve it, and then typically it is signed into law by a president. Well, that doesn't happen with a regulation, and yet the regulation is treated as if it's law. If you violate a regulation, you can be arrested, you can be drugged before a judge in a court, you can be fined, you can have your business shut down, you can be put in prison for violating regulations that aren't actually laws. So, this is just one example of these huge areas that we've simply abandoned constitutional government to the point, I think, for many Americans, probably many of your listeners right now, I suspect many of them, if they saw an image of what real constitutional government looked like, Not this big, huge bureaucracy, not all these regulatory agencies, but just a Congress, right, and a president and a Supreme Court and maybe a few support staff to help them, and that's it. Because they've become so dependent.
Mm.
It scares most Americans. Because they've become so dependent.
Mm.
The existence of this big bureaucratic state makes them feel comfortable. And that's one of our great challenges. If we really want constitutional government, and this goes back to the reason I founded the Vino and Veritas Society, if we really want constitutional government, the first thing that has to happen is a change in our culture, a change in our character. We have to become citizens who are willing to stand up and be independent, mature, responsible adults and make our own choices and accept the consequences of our choices and help those that we love, help each other out, and not be so dependent on a bureaucracy that says, we're going to keep you safe from all potential harms if you just give up your liberty and your property and turn it over to us.
All right. Thomas Krenowitter, Ph.D., is our guest. And, Tom, I'm going to ask you to stay one more because I have one more what I think is an important question to ask you. So hopefully you won't mind sticking around for just one more. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. If you're looking for the one and only Wayne Allyn Root, he will, in fact, be back tomorrow night. So don't fret. Don't be scared. He'll be back right here in this big chair. But I do have to take a quick break. Don't you dare change that dial. One more segment with Dr. Thomas Krenowitter right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life, because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or Ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and Ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and Ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court. If you or loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer, call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. We're talking again to Professor Cranawood. Where we are now with 350 million people. I mean, we're bigger now than we ever were. So yeah. The founding five, we get bigger every day. Can the document that we're talking about provide for essentially 500 million people pretty soon, the way it provided for 2.5 million people, let's say, in 1776?
Man, it's a great question. And the answer, this might startle some people listening. The answer is yes, it can. Yes, it can. But there's one really important qualifier, one really important premise, and that premise is we have to lower our expectation of what government should do. The point of view of the founders, and I think they were right about it. They were dead on right. Remember, the American founding happened after centuries of terrible, bloody, often religious war in Europe. And then, of course, the founders were very aware of that. They were deeply schooled in history. They knew all of that. They knew the terrible history of religious persecution and the great wars that it often triggered. And so one of the primary ideas in the American founding is let's lower the goal of government, the purpose of government, to something it can achieve, something it can do well, and that is protect the individual liberty, protect the property of each and every citizen. That's what government should do, and that's it. Government is not going to be in the business of saving souls, for example. It's not going to, decide what religious beliefs or religious practices you or I should engage in. It's, government's not going to be Santa Claus. Government is not going to be a provider. It's not there to hand out things to people, to give houses and education and health care to people who want it, or in many cases, to people who don't want it. The purpose of government should be very limited. Make sure that every citizen is secure in their person, in their property, and can live the kind of life that they want to live. And then what they make, what individuals make of their own life, that's kind of up to them.
Right.
It depends on them. Of course, there's always chance, right? Like bad things sometimes happen. It's going to depend on what kind of relationships you cultivate with your family, with your friends, what kind of support network you have. But it's really up to us. It's not up to government to set a way of life for the people. Now, if we could lower our expectations of government, which also means we have to elevate, we have to raise our expectations of ourselves. We gotta look at ourselves and say, wow, I have an obligation as a citizen. I have an obligation to be responsible, to be productive, to be independent and self-reliant. I have a responsibility to take care of my kids, my family, the people I care about. If we can put more expectation on ourselves, expect more from ourselves, and expect less from government, then, yeah, that Constitution actually works really, really well.
Well, I know we're way past our time. Dr. Thomas Kranewitter. By the way, I'm going to make a lot of folks in class mad because they all sent me questions to ask you, and I got to none of them. So,
we should do a quick mention of your class because it's a great organization that has been launched in Connecticut. That's the Charter Oak Leadership Program.
Absolutely. And I was lucky enough to get involved in this, and we're closing in on graduation day for that. And, you know, every class is an adventure in a good way, and I learn something amazing every single time. And, you know, you're one of the great instructors. There are many that come on every single time there's a class. It's really pretty remarkable, and anybody who's lucky enough to get to be a part of that should jump at that chance. So, Doc, so one more time, tell everybody the website you want them to go to learn more about In Vino and Veritas.
So it's vinoandveritassociety.com, or you can just Google Vino and Veritas Society. Vino is wine. Of course, that's the Italian word for wine. Veritas is the Latin word for truth. We are all about truth and wine, truth and socializing, truth and, you know, making friends, strengthening civic friendship, because the truth is, I think the future is going to be more difficult, not easier. Right? I think we have some hard times in front of us. And we patriots, we constitutionalists, we who want to conserve what's best about the country, what's best about the American founding, we need to know each other. We need to be able to trust each other. And that means we got to spend some time with each other. And people can do that by going to VinoandVeritasSociety.com and become a member, please.
I really hope you'll come back on again and again, because I have just, like I said, scratched the surface on some of the stuff I'd love to talk to you about. We got to take a quick break. Don't move. It's the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The law and the facts of the case determine the outcome of cases.
President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee for day two of her confirmation hearing, Republicans have accused Judge Jackson of having a left-leaning bias in her judicial philosophy. She had bipartisan support in her previous appearances before the Senate Judiciary Committee, including last year when she was appointed to the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. There isn't much hope right now for a ceasefire in Ukraine. That's according to French officials who say President Emmanuel Macron spoke with leaders of Ukraine and Russia. A statement noted Macron will keep up his efforts on that front. He and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for about an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, Tangible Investments, the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want to tell all my friends about Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in all of America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time, in the history of America. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world. And you can't buy your way in. You can only get literally elected to, or voted in, I should say, to PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. And here's the big advantage for you. Tangible is probably got the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer anywhere. Tangible will, because of that, they can afford to give you great deals. And Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price, but they do it for me. You know, they do it for Wayne Root because they want to impress me and they want to impress my clients. So just say Root, R-O-O-T, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. The great Wayne Allen Root will be back on Wednesday. Very special guest joining me right now. Police Officer Michael Letts joining the conversation. Michael, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. We appreciate so much the opportunity to be on your show and to be able to spread the news across the country.
So you were fired for shooting back at a suspect who was shooting at a police officer. But as it turns out, the suspect was a 12-year-old. He's dead. But can you just give me the overall picture of this? Tell everybody the story.
Sure, I'd be glad to. And actually, you know, I represent a national charity that we take police officers all around. This is one of their stories. This one didn't actually happen to me. We just happened here a few days ago, Philadelphia. There are four officers who approached a suspect vehicle because of the fact they had heard there are unregistered or firearms. They were stolen firearms. And so when they approached the vehicle, they hit the takedown, the light, the siren. And a driver jumped out. That passenger was a 12-year-old young fella who jumped out with a laser and mounted a sight pistol and began to fire at the officers. Now, to show the accuracy, he shot the car, and two bullets were lodged in the two headrests, missed the officers' heads by inches, would have killed them both. So, of course, they jumped out and returned fire. Two of them ran after the suspect who was running. The other two began to return fire, and the young kid, who they didn't know his age at that time, began to turn around. He was shot in the upper torso and was killed. The investigating unit cleared the officers that they had done exactly what they were supposed to do, because you got to understand, it's not just him firing at the officer.
Right.
He's firing random shots. This is on a crowded street, so you've got stray bullets going everywhere. You have other potential innocent civilians killed in the crossfire, or your partner, for that matter. But the police chief, Daniela Outlaw, who, remember now, Philadelphia is the fourth largest police department in the country, issued a press release even before the investigation was completed and said, while the officer may have done what he had to do to eliminate the threat, that's not the image that we want to portray in the city of Philadelphia. And so after the investigation is completed, even if he is cleared, he will be fired. Mm. Of course, he was cleared, and he has been fired. And the message that that sends to law enforcement all across the country is you can't even do your job and protect your own life and the lives of civilians and innocent parties as well as your partner without being questioned and running the risk of at minimum being terminated, at best being prosecuted. And so we wonder why we don't have any young people who coming up through the ranks who want to pursue the career of being in law enforcement. That's why the statistics show, Lee, that within the next 2 years, there will not be enough officers to respond to 911 calls, and you're going to begin to get recordings. State the nature of your emergency will arrive as soon as possible. That sounds tragic enough, but imagine somebody whose arm beating on your front door trying to get in, and you're being told, well, we'll get there when we can. Not a situation we want to be in this country, but that's where we're headed very quickly.
Michael Letts is our guest, CEO, founder of Invests USA, and we'll get to that in a second. I'm listening to you. I hear you. We have police officers on these shows every single time. We're a strong advocate for law enforcement. I don't know why anybody would want to be a police officer today. I just don't know. I mean, it's obviously maybe it's in people's DNA. They grew up in a family of police officers, but you just mentioned a few things that I just don't understand why anybody would want to put themselves in that kind of harm's way, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, and then actually financially. It's just not worth it.
And you take, for instance, this particular case that we're talking about now. So you say the worst case, he lost his job. So ruined him financially that way. But, you know, to even get to that point, he had to have representation.
Sure.
To make sure he wasn't being falsely accused. They don't pay for that. So, I mean, you risk your entire savings, your entire family's future to be able to help people. That is morally and objectively wrong to do that to society today. We need to be encouraging community service, people that want to help people, people that have a heart for helping people, which is law enforcement and first responders, not doing everything we can to destroy them.
What do you say to folks? I know some of the things, and we've gone over this time and time again. A, is there an age limit for who can and can't be shot? I mean, obviously, if someone's shooting at you, age limit for me goes out the window. But folks always say, well, why don't you shoot them in the leg? Or why don't you wing them? Why don't you injure them? Why don't you shoot over their head? What do you say to those people?
Well, it's a very simple process. What we are trained to do is to use one-up, is what it's called, to stop the threat of deadly force. Obviously, someone firing a gun is the use of deadly force. So we're trained to immediately stop that threat. Now, if we shoot in the leg, first of all, a little harder to hit a smaller area, the leg or the shoulder, than it is to aim for the larger mass, the torso. So if you miss, now where's that bullet going? You've now fired a stray bullet that could hit somebody totally innocent 2 or 3 blocks down the street.
Right.
Second of all, if you do are successful and hit the person in the leg, that doesn't eliminate the threat. They still have the firearm in their hand. They can just turn around and now they just be madder at you. They just turn around then and fire off more rounds, putting your life at risk, the other lives of civilians at risk. The point that we are trained to do is to eliminate the threat, and that is very valid. You have to eliminate the threat, or otherwise it continues to exist and harms people, innocent people in the way.
Did you guys get to the bottom as to why a 12-year-old or a kid was out there shooting folks? I mean, what was the reasoning behind that?
Kid hanging with the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
Just be very blunt about it. You know, this is a young gentleman who was part of a group that was lawbreakers.
Right.
And he was trying to fit in. I guess, you know, what it clearly points is the lack of respect for authority we have in society in general. There was a day when, you know, you really didn't want to get on the wrong side of the law. You had some healthy respect for it. Nowadays, with Black Lives Matter, with Antifa, with defund the police, the stage has changed, and actually people want to be on the side where they are making fun of and trying to disrespect law enforcement. I think that's a cool thing to do. And now we're reaping the consequences of those actions.
It does seem like the pendulum is swinging a little bit back, though, in your favor with the lawlessness that's going on across the country. Even some progressive groups are saying, well, wait a second, we may have gone too far here. I mean, you could see them backpedaling a little bit, which may be a saving grace, but it still doesn't save you in the situations like you've been talking about here this evening.
No, and it's a mindset, Lee. Here's what I tell people. Well, you know, we've done a lot of things across the country, and I tell folks when I hear the pendulum is swinging, yes, and that's a very favorable thing. The pendulum is swinging back because people don't want to live in a lawless society.
Right.
But I tell folks it's got to be more than just swinging back. We have done immeasurable damage to first responders and to law enforcement. We have terminated thousands of them across the country when we're talking about the mandate, vaccine mandate, just fired because they refused to be jailed. We have done so much to place them at risk. It's not a matter of just saying, well, maybe we should do a little better. What are you going to do? How are you going to recruit these people? How are you going to bring them back? What are you going to do to change the circumstances they face every day? How are you going to show the support? You're going to continue to not fund the equipment that they need, which is why we have Invest. because you refuse to give them the protective vest they need? What are you going to do differently to make this so that young people think it's an honorable profession once again? Because if we don't, we're not going to have a thin blue line, and we'll have anarchy regardless of anything else that happens in this
country. Right. So your group is a nonprofit charitable organization based in South Carolina. And I guess I'm asking the question, do not every police officer on duty get a bulletproof vest, or is that true, not true? How does that work?
Okay. That's not true. Let me tell you, when we first started this 30 years ago, 52% of officers across the country had no protection, no vest at all. Now, understand, we're talking we have 1.2 million officers. That's a lot of people. We got that figure down to 20%. That's still 250,000 people with no protection,
right.
Zero, none at all. Then they were wearing concealable vests. That's the vest you see under their shirts. Those vests are only designed to protect against a sidearm, a pistol. They will not do anything to stop a rifle round or an assault rifle. The criminal element of the last 5-10 years ago decided to get on the smart side, and they're starting to ambush officers with rifles and assault rifles. So we had to create new technology called active shooter vests. That's titanium plates that will stop any round, rifle or pistol. But unfortunately, 90% of officers across the country do not have active shooter vests. So they're being put at risk without the proper equipment to come home to take care of their families. That's a huge number. That's over 1 million officers in this country who don't have the ability to protect themselves.
Well, listen, sir, I got to go. I'm running out of time here. But tell everybody real quick about your website and where they can go to help out.
They can go to InvestUSA. That's INVESTUSA.org. It's a charity.org. There's a list of things that they can do to help. Tell a cop today, thank you for your service. That's the best thing you can do. God bless you and God bless America.
And thank you for your service. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Last break of the night. Wayne will be back tomorrow night right here in this magical seat, broadcasting over the entire country. Two friends in the studio with me right now put together an awesome organization called the Veterans Equine Therapeutic Services. And that's Craig and Thor. Good evening, guys. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate it very much.
Good evening, Lee.
Good evening.
Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
So before we go any further, I know Wayne had an organization, a wild Mustang organization.
Yeah.
Your guys is a little different. Tell everybody a little bit about your organization.
Yeah, our organization, we bring veterans and horses together to give the veterans a quiet couple hours of working with the horses, hanging around other veterans, and also learning and practicing life skills that they can take out out into the world once they leave the farm.
Okay, and it's veterans only?
Veterans, families, first responders, they're all welcome at the farm.
Okay, how many horses do you have?
We have 6 right now at the farm.
And about how many veterans are you guys servicing?
Usually on Saturdays we'll get about 15 or so, core veterans or a core group that comes out, and then we have others that come in and out, as they can. So,
all right, I wanted to bring you guys on not only to talk about your organization, which is fantastic, and we've worked with you for the longest time, but you actually have a special event going on, right?
Yeah, this is Thor. Basically, what we're doing is called Ruck Up, and we're working with a group of veterans that we've got. There's 15 of them who are going to come out, and basically the philosophy behind Ruck Up is, kind of get off the couch, get your gear, and let's get going and get into life, because we've got a lot of veterans who are sadly sitting on the couch and self-medicating, and there's nothing like getting outside and kind of doing some hard work. So we created this event, Ruck Up. It's 2 days, April 9th and 10th, and the veterans are going to be able to come out and experience equine therapy, so working with the horses. Then they're going to have an outdoor course where they learn how to basically self-sustain for 72 hours with a backpack full of great gear.
Cool.
Then the other day, they're going to have archery, which is going to teach them kind of focus and body mechanics and kind of follow through and those types of things. And we're also partnering with an organization called HAVA, which is Honored American Veterans Afield, and they're an outdoor sports 501 that kind of supports the shooting arts, and they are going to be doing a shooting competition with pistols and rifles, so it's a fully comprehensive kind of event, and there's no charge for the veterans to do this. They can come out for both days, get all of the training, and we're kind of doing this fundraising event where you can sponsor the ruck,
right?
So all of the equipment that's in their rucksack, we're hoping to get a $350 donation to cover the classes for both days, for them to be out there, and all of the equipment that they get to take home. So there's some really great gear that's going to be in the packs. They're also getting a full archery kit, which is bows, arrows, arm guards, all of those types of things, and they get to keep all of this equipment because the hope is that they continue with the skills and the hobbies, and it kind of gives you those life skills to say, okay, with the right training and the right equipment and the right mindset, you can do anything.
Right.
You can.
So, Craig, you're the veteran. You're the founder.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit more about the farm itself. So you've got these horses. You're caring for them every day. The vets are caring for them every day. Just give me a little, like, what's in a day?
So we're partnered with the Lighthouse. They're an agency here in Southeast Connecticut that actually owns a farm. So our vets come out there. They help, start with the morning chores at 7 o'clock in the morning, feeding the horses, getting, the right cold weather gear on or off, depending on what's going on, cleaning up after them. And then as the day goes on, our vets are out actually helping different people that are going through lessons. During the week, it's a lot of kids with different disabilities and challenges, adults facing the same struggles.
So the goal, then, is the veterans who are having their own difficulties are obviously communicating with the horses out in nature, getting a different mindset, and then in doing that, they're helping out younger kids or whoever is coming to partake in stuff, right? That's the idea.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of cross-pollinization, and we've seen that, it's nothing will make you not feel as bad as seeing somebody who is in actually a worse position than you. We've got some people who are suffering with depression, but then it's you working with a child who has Down syndrome or cerebral palsy, and they're just smiling ear to ear because they're working together and just having a great time. And the veterans have come out of those classes, and they're like, that's the best thing I've done all day, to be able to give to someone else. And that's really the foundation of kind of what the organization is, that we have peer-to-peer veterans coaching veterans who have been in the program, bringing other veterans in and providing these opportunities where they can kind of, get through a lot of things that they're navigating.
And I can tell you all firsthand that I've met some of the veterans at this farm, and these guys have done amazing things. And some vets have said to me, listen, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys. So, you've gone above and beyond. Listen, before we're going to run out of time, where do people go? They don't have to donate the whole $350. They can just a few bucks, but you're just trying to raise enough money so that you can put this event on 2 weeks from 2 weekends from now. Where do they go?
Yeah, the website is vetsct.org, vetsct.org, and there's a big logo right at the top that says sponsor Ruck Up.
Right.
Or if you just want to give a dollar or two, there's a give button in the navigation, and you just click on that and go there. But we appreciate anything, and any veterans who are interested in our program or would like to talk about it, I know this is national, but feel free to reach out to us on the website, Thor or Craig. Both our contact information is there, and we'd love to talk to you.
All right, guys. Great stuff, as always. The work you've done and are doing is just, it's invaluable. All right, guys. We got to go. Out of time. Thank you very much. Thank you all very, very much for putting up with me for these 4 days. Wayne, again, is back tomorrow. Thanks, Chris, down there in Dallas, Texas. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come
come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.